This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You heard Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni of the NFL Draft Combine. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should the NFL ban the tush push? What do you think the response on the poll is?
Probably 99% no.
95.3%
yeah,
no.
Makes
there
sense.
You go. There you go. So Ike just had a good thought. Is that we should have had Elliot ask Howie Roseman about the Nick Sirianni contract extension. Because wouldn't you have thought we would have heard about it within 48 hours of the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Is it weird that there isn't?
Well, it's probably coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the down period.
You think
and that was Rod's idea.
Good leaders give all the credit, take all the blame.
He doesn't do that, though. Like,
he wants
credit for everything.
Right. Yeah.
What is wrong with John?
Well, you know what? It's like you expect when you hear a promotion, you go, Bijan or Bust, presented by Rod Lakin on 94 WIP. I'm surprised
we don't. Or one of his like, catchy, you know, Clearwater return things.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. It's spring revenge on WIP, exactly, brought to you by Rod Lakin.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. What a me guy.
But it is a little surprising we haven't heard that. I wonder if Sirianni's playing hardball.
Yeah.
I mean.
1 year left?
Yes.
So, like, next year is his final year?
Yes.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
Now, make him earn it.
Yeah. Well, Jack, you wanted to hear this. We had a caller last week after the Kevin Petullo hiring happened. He said, they're not going to give him an extension, and he's going to get fired because of this. And we're like, wait a minute.
Just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's going to get fired. So, all right. So, we have Elliot Shoreparks joining us at 3 o'clock, and we'll discuss all these things. We'll also discuss Myles Garrett at that point as well. There were two things that I took from Nick Sirianni's availability there. And the first thing is from the about the tush push. So, do we have the audio where he says whether it's fair or unfair? So here is Nick Sirianni on the tush push.
I think I've seen some of the stuff like, well, you know that it's an automatic play, or you know that it's not we work I almost feel a little insulted because we work so hard at that play. The amount of things that we've looked into how to coach that play, the fundamentals, there's 1,000 plays out there, but it comes down to how you teach the fundamentals and how the players go through and do with the fundamentals. I can't tell you how many times we practice the snap, we practice the play, because it's not a play that it's easy to practice. There's different ways we figured out how to practice it. The compliments that come off of it that can create explosive plays, again, we saw it in big time games this year, and the fact that it's an automatic thing, that like we work really, really hard and our guys are talented at this play. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni changed my mind on it. I was anti-tush push. Now I'm pro-tush push. I actually think it's unfair
that the league would ban it. And he's right. It, other teams are trying it, but the Eagles are the only team that do it as well as the Eagles do it. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing about what they do that is against the rules in the NFL. And here's why. Here's where it touched me as a human. Here's
where it touched you.
Well, here's where it touched
me. Yeah, come on, man.
Here's where it touched me.
Yeah.
Back of the throat. No. Here's where it touched me. Here's where it touched me. Is I thought back to the beginning of the process. And I thought
back to the Sixers.
Well, I'm just thinking. And I thought back to what Hinkie did, and everybody said, this is unfair, shouldn't be allowed to do it, they should change the rules, blah, 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 blah. These are the rules. These are the rules. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do the tush push. Anyone's allowed to do it in the NFL. Anyone's allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. It's the Eagles have the personnel who can do it. And I do think, I can't believe I changed my mind on this. I do think it's unfair. And I thought he made a good point as well. I haven't seen one player injured during a tush push. In I've been talking about player safety. I can't think of one time. I can think of, you know, when they made the leading with your head, you know, against the rules. Mm-hmm. I can think about why that should be illegal from a safety standpoint. I can think about the hip drop tackles. I can think about players injured for that. I can think why that should be illegal. I've watched, you know, how many years have we watched tush push? 4 years of the tush push, doing it more.
I mean, longer than that.
He's been here this
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
So the entire time he's been here. I can't think of an injury. I remember Chris Jones last year, his neck getting a little tweaked, but he was also standing sideways on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just keep thinking about this. It's like banning a player because he's too fast.
Yeah. Actually, I had a buddy text me that. Like, yeah, what are we going to do? Ban wide receivers because...
Right, they're too fast.
Ban the go route because the receiver is so fast. Like,
yeah.
You can't run the go route.
Whereas Mekhi Becton too tall, right. And he should play on his knees.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen, I hear you. I'm not about banning it. I'm more or less where Joe Giglio was at, which is, if they did, I don't think this drastically changes the Eagles. I just don't. I've never felt that way. I think sometimes we use it as a crutch. So we feel like if they take it away from us, somehow we're not going to be as successful.
I don't know.
We certainly use it as a crutch. Anytime you run it as much as we... What game was that? We must have ran it like 6 times in one game, 7 times
It was
in one
a game,
game
we almost won. Maybe it was the Jacksonville game. Is that the game that we kept getting stuffed on it? That's why we kept running
it? The Jacksonville game.
Yeah. I actually think it actually hurts them, too. You say that you think
it
they'd
hurts
be okay.
The Eagles?
Yes, if they can't do it. I don't think giving the ball to Saquon... If giving the ball to Saquon was as for 1 yard, was as high, was as successful as the tush push was, they would just do it. It's not as successful as the tush push is. That's why they don't do it.
But it doesn't mean that with our offensive line and Saquon that we can't get a 3rd and 1.
I know, but the tush push is more successful than
sure
Saquon would be.
Of course it is.
So I want them to keep it. I think it's a good play. I actually think it will hurt the Eagles if it goes
the
way.
Discussion, you agree with 98% of the people.
Well, I'm sorry. I just thought about it.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we aren't outraged by it. It's the other coaches in the league that are outraged by it. I just don't really care enough about it to complain about it if they did ban it. Like, I just don't think it's going to change a whole lot for the Eagles.
I think it changes something. And Jack, you are anti-tush push.
We're not
going to
know unless they ban it.
Right, right. We will know.
But
it seems like it is heading in that direction. With the number of teams that have been vocal about, mm-hmm. you know, one day ago it was mystery team, but now there have been, you know, Sean McDermott has talked against it. The Packers have admitted that they didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Who is Raheem Morris admitted he didn't like it.
Need 24.
Yeah, it seems like there is some momentum going that way to ban it. You know what I mean? So it seems like we will get a look at it. Jack, do you think it would significantly affect the Eagles next year?
No, because I think they can still run a quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
But it's way different.
But it's not that
it's
different.
It's not that different.
I don't know.
Like Jalen gives him advantage of it because he can squat so much.
He squats 600 pounds.
Have you heard that before, Spike?
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've absolutely heard it.
It's not like we got Coy Detmer back there who needs to be picked up and thrown 2 yards.
Well, come on. The neckbeard could have done it.
I know. I'm just saying. It's not like we got this small quarterback back there.
Not Pickett?
If we don't do the tush push, we're in trouble. Like...
Yeah.
It's just a quarterback sneak. If they take it away, it's a quarterback
sneak.
That's
all it is, a quarterback sneak.
Yeah. But they'll get stopped a little bit more. because yes. they're not going to have a momentum pushing them behind it.
Yep.
But they're going to run it.
Because there are a lot of times when Jalen would get to the line of scrimmage and then getting through it would be when he gets pushed. Now, the thing I don't know is yeah. is he waiting for that?
Of course he is.
Yeah. So
because he's not running a regular quarterback sneak. He's just waiting to be pushed. If he was actually running a quarterback sneak, he would have to put more effort into driving. I mean, we already have the biggest offensive line in football. We got guards that are 400 pounds almost. Like, well, how's it going to hurt them? Like, the quarterback squats 600 pounds.
Maybe I'll just have to see it without it, but maybe I'm scarred by just seeing it work the way that it's worked and thinking that we can't be as successful without it. But I don't know. Maybe my vantage point is skewed because we don't do any regular quarterback sneaks anymore. So I don't know how successful right. it would be. You know, the other thing he said was somebody did.
But here's what I would ask.
Yeah,
it's from a case study standpoint.
Yeah.
Quarterback sneaks in general, how successful are they?
Yeah, I don't know. Brady was awesome at it, right?
I mean, just in the league today, how successful are they? Like Cam Newton, like there are plenty of quarterbacks that have been great at quarterback sneaks.
Sure, the big strong ones.
And Brady was great at it because Brady knew how to wait through his offensive line, create it. A little bit of an area, and then Brady would lower his head and dive in there. And he was almost unstoppable on the goal line with quarterback sneaks. He never needed a tush push.
Yeah, he might have been the best ever at that.
Yeah.
That's a real play.
It's the truth.
It's
like, he was almost unstoppable at quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, and they didn't ban it.
Without Gronk behind him.
And they didn't ban it.
Yeah, because it's different.
Because it's a regular play. It's a quarterback sneak. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Defensive coaches feel like they're at a disadvantage when you allow players to physically push the quarterback from behind. That's really what it boils down to. I understand why Eagles fans don't care about any of that because we don't have to face it.
Right.
Right? Like we don't have to face it. So I get it, and it's our play. I'm just saying that I don't think it would impact the Eagles a whole lot from a success standpoint. We still have the best offensive line in football, and they won a. Did we not win a Super Bowl without doing a tush push?
We did it once, didn't we? In the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just saying we didn't. That team was not known for the tush push. Is the point I'm making?
2018.
Yes, correct.
And we won the Super Bowl.
We did. Better at throwing it.
Well, okay.
Right.
That's okay.
All right. So, Elliot, we'll get to the Saquon stuff in a moment. Elliot Shoreparks is in, is it Indianapolis? That's where they are, right?
Yeah.
For the combine.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elliot is in Indianapolis, the bustling metropolis of nightlife that everybody loves in Indianapolis.
We'll see if you can get away from the people.
Yeah.
The steakhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that one, right? Is that the one that has the special shrimp cocktail in it in Indianapolis?
St. Elmo's.
Yes, that's the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know me. I know all the big steakhouses.
Oh, man, I know.
I'm wondering how you knew that.
Yeah,
you used to be a statesman.
We did. Well, we had.
We'll get you back.
We had fly the. We had. We did a Ricky trip to India. You're not getting me back. But we had. Do you have a cow tattooed on me that says "Don't eat me"? I probably can't go back.
Really?
Yeah, right.
I've never seen that. He does have a cow on him. It says,
get that on camera.
Yeah.
That'll do numbers. Come on, Morgenstein.
Yeah.
What a scene.
He can do it if he wants.
Holy
I don't care.
Cow,
all right. So Elliot joins us next. It's the W. But I'll
They're
tell the story
dead.
Of that next. I know, but we killed him for
215-592.
All right.
Meatless.
All right. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shoreparks joins us next Tuesdays with Elliot. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.